I'm deaf.
What just happened?
I just like blew up my headphones, man. I turned them away.
I said, Sluggo, hey, turn up my headphones.
Yeah, no problem.
Turned up mine, which are his as well.
And we share everything.
It's really a beautiful thing to watch somebody just explode.
With pain.
Yes. It's very beautiful.
Howdy, sir.
How are you?
Good. How the hell are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Yo.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Oh, okay. We're going to do a show.
One of the 2 days that we pay attention to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
When it's announced and when the winners are announced.
Yes, agreed.
And otherwise, man, people get really excited, so worked up. How can so-and-so is it? Him before them?
I mean, I don't like that you're doing that impression because I'm upset about Rage Against the Machine. But go ahead.
Yeah, Tom, you know, I think the ones that might live a little longer are still kind of fresh. They like to put them on the back shelf because they'll get to them all eventually.
Right.
Eventually. Because they'll just run out of people.
Yeah, true.
Someday. But yeah.
The National Butterfly Museum closed. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Oh,
I know.
No!
I know. That was your next big vacation spot.
Censored. Beep, beep. Edited.
The Queen can't spell. I love this story because I hate the royal family.
Sure.
I feel like it's the height of stupidity to say because you were born to this person, you should be next.
In 2022, especially.
Like Prince Charles, who's technically next. Yeah, could
rule.
Be.
I don't know. I don't follow that crap.
I don't either.
Yeah.
There has to be a million people more suited to that job than
and
him.
That is a lot of money tied up in all of that. I mean, maybe yes, back them down slowly because, you know, it was a nice tour, but there's no way they're not going to give it up. I mean, it's a hell of a tourist attraction.
Really. Yeah, I guess.
But, you know, but give some of the money back to the people. That's hilarious.
Which I love. You have an impressive skill that no one seems to care about. I'm going to ask you today because we do have audio of the world's fastest clapper.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Wow.
I didn't know it was a thing.
No, neither did I. It's good to know. It's important.
And Simon Cowell got hurt on an e-bike accident for the second time.
Really?
Last year? I'm pretty sure it was last year. If not, it was the year before. He got in an accident on an e-bike here in the United States and broke his back.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Now he got in an e-bike accident again, this time in England.
Even George Bush was smart enough not to get on another Segway after he fell face first.
Maybe that's not the mode of transportation for you.
Right?
Maybe guy who has $1 billion, maybe you can just get a driver. That would help. I don't know. So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and one of the 2 days that we pay attention to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame happened today.
And that's it. There's 2 days, and otherwise, I don't give a rat's ass!
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees get announced.
I mean, I'm happy for them. I mean, that's nice if you care, if you're a band that's like, oh, man, we deserve it.
Yeah, if you care as a band. But for example, I'll give you a good example of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And this is what I think they do on purpose to get talk.
Mm-hmm.
Led Zeppelin.
Makes sense. And how has it not already been done is what everybody always says.
Right. But it was, they were eligible in 94.
Mm-hmm.
And then they didn't win till the next year.
That's not fair. So, why is that?
So how could Led Zeppelin be denied first ballot?
Right.
It makes no sense.
Zero.
Also, everybody gets upset because the R&B, soul, funk, and hip-hop all gets thrown in there.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, by the way.
Of course.
Although,
where do you think a rock came from?
The guy who runs the Rock Hall says the role, rock and roll, part of the term includes genres like R&B, soul, funk, and hip-hop.
Of course.
That's what the role is.
Well, you know, ish. But yeah.
So let's hear the nominees for this year's.
Ladies and gentlemen, the nominees.
Yes.
Hey, you used to do the Grammys,
so you
should be
right
good
there.
At it. No, I don't have it, actually. I don't have audio for that. No.
The
I have
hell?
The world's fastest clapper.
But no, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
All right, let me get the list. Okay, here it is.
Yeah.
For 2022, Beck.
Sure. He's a loser. We should kill him.
See, because that's one of his songs.
Yeah, that's his lyrics.
I don't, I like Beck a lot.
I love Beck.
I don't know that he belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I don't know, as much as some of the other bands that have already gone in, sure.
Pat Benatar?
Yeah, she rocks. She's awesome. She's amazing.
Kate Bush?
Love Kate Bush. That's some talent.
Devo?
That's some real talent. Devo! I think they've been up a couple of times, I think. You know, and Devo certainly changed, like, the sound of music and rock for quite a while.
They true.
And Mick Jagger loves their version of I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's a really big fan. They were nervous about it. You know, they was like, yeah, that's good.
Duran Duran.
Is that rock? See, that's where you start to get into the
I mean, they're not doing
alternative
rock.
Pop.
Yeah, right. They're not doing really rock.
Right. So why call it the rock?
Anyone that likes to render.
But that's not roll then either, because it's certainly one of those other genres.
Everything is roll.
Oh, I see.
Everything they want is roll. Eminem for the first time. It has to be 25 years after your first recording.
Oh, is that the deal?
Okay. Recording or EP or song that you put out or any.
Right.
Your first action in the public, 25 later, 25 years later, you're, you know.
See, now, I think that's kind of good that, you know, like Kate Bush would be in there because she was extremely influential, but didn't have like a string of hits. I mean, there's really right. one top 40 hit out of all of those. And then she did some stuff with Gabriel, which is awesome. But
the Eurythmics.
Okay. Again.
Yeah.
Pop.
Yeah. Don't care.
Well, they, like rock.
Judas Priest.
Yeah. Rock. I mean, that's rock, my friend.
That is rock.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you,
and Roll Hall of Fame. It does seem like you would make it rock. Does seem valid.
Yes. Thank you. If you're going to call it that. Mm-hmm. Rob Halford posted this amazing picture the other day. It's a bullet, and inside that bullet is Lemmy's ashes. So he's got a Motorhead
that's
dude. Yeah, isn't that beautiful?
Awesome.
that's rock.
Fela Kuti, who we found out last year when we were doing this list, we found out was from South Africa, and he had some kind of...
Oh,
remember,
yeah.
he was leading the vote last year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He had a big fan base.
MC5?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I do like MC5. I'll do the unedited version of that.
Yeah, agreed.
Time to kick out the jams, people!
New York Dolls?
That's awesome. New York Dolls are amazing.
All right, so let me get your feeling
punk.
On this.
Well, see, it's punk. Then that's rock.
Punk is rock.
Yes.
But let me ask you about this name.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton.
I saw that on the list, and I'm like, I love Dolly to tiny little pieces, but that's straight up country.
Rock and roll.
Never
Hall
did
of fame.
A single rock song ever.
Yeah.
Hey, anything that you can say good about Dolly, I'm okay with.
Right.
So if she cares, then I hope she wins.
Then you hope she wins. Yeah. Okay. Rage Against the Machine.
You're lying!
Back up. Yeah.
That's not on there.
It is.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
I thought they weren't nominated.
Oh, no, they are.
Oh, I thought you said they weren't.
No. I'm saying that people get upset because they lost last year.
Yes.
So then they, you know, and that was.
What do you think Tom thinks? I doubt Tom could give a rat's ass.
I don't think they care.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
think the Sex Pistols, of course, were like, we're not going to play with your
right.
game. But, I mean, Tom, I think, at least means it more as opposed to it's kind of a show.
Yeah, true. Lionel Richie.
Okay.
Carly Simon.
You know, we really tried, baby.
Yeah.
But it's too late. I've been flipped off. Help me. Help.
A Tribe Called Quest.
Sure. Okay.
And Dionne Warwick.
Well, she should have known ahead of time that she was going to get nominated.
Because of her.
Yeah, exactly.
Fortune telling scam
fortune
thing.
Fortune telling scam.
Yes, whatever that was. I don't even remember what it was.
Something like that.
You can cast your ballots now at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame site.
If you care.
Listen.
Yeah.
I want Rage to make it.
Sure, okay.
But do I care a lot? No.
What if Tom really hates it? What if he's
then I'm against it.
Are you?
Yeah.
So that would change your opinion.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay.
If the band doesn't want
to... Have anything to do with it.
Right. Then I would say, okay, neither do I.
Tom, say you hate it and make sure that Dolly wins. Tom, go on a crusade to get Dolly to win.
That's awesome.
I love Dolly. So anything...
Here's a list of people that you might be surprised were never nominated.
Not even nominated,
ever.
Let alone never won.
Okay.
Ever. Okay.
B-52s.
That's crazy.
Joy Division.
That's way crazy.
New Order.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. Cool in the Gang.
Okay.
The Pixies.
Yeah, of course the Pixies have it. Best band ever.
Never nominated.
Yeah. That's rock.
Outkast.
Well, that's weird. Has it really been 25 years already?
Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
man.
Barry White.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's cool. That's
and,
as good as I can get with my voice.
George Michael.
Where's our caller?
Which does surprise
whisper.
Me. Yes. And Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
So those are your nominees and your people who weren't nominated.
I mean, is CCR in there?
No.
Not ever been nominated or won? I don't know. I just know one of the real rock group, you know, the...
Yeah, I don't know if what their history is.
Yeah, like, you know, what about those crazy, serious, hardcore...
But I'm sort of like, okay, I'm good
Molly
on
Hatchet.
Rage Against the Machine, unless Rage Against the Machine doesn't want it, and then I'm not good for it.
Right. Right.
So I'll take their lead.
And if Tom, dude, seriously, please make Dolly win if you don't
care.
That
would be great.
Yeah,
I'll
give it to her. So say, no, Dolly won instead. You know, those days when you just didn't get everything done quite in time and everything is all screwy in your head and you just cannot catch up.
Is that
those days. Yeah. Just, I'm like, I'm always confused anyway, you know, with a few hits, a few puffs.
Well, sure.
But, yeah, whatever. Anyway, so Joyous Wolf is who that is. That is some damn good stuff. That is called Fearless on this KLOS deal.
Texas Butterfly Park to close indefinitely.
No!
Now, do I care about this? Not at all.
No, not at all.
Texas Butterfly Park. Who wants to go to a butterfly park?
Me. I'm dying to.
It's actually the National Butterfly Center.
Oh, that's nice.
You're joking about always wanting to go.
No, I care about it.
Listen, you're a liar.
Flipper flapper, flipper flapper.
Due to safety concerns.
What? Oh, you know, there have been millions of people killed by butterflies over the years. They swarm on the person,
that's
unsuspecting.
That isn't true.
So that's not why they're doing it?
At all, no.
The closing?
Oh, yeah. No. Mm. You might be surprised to find out that the Butterfly Conservatory...
Mm-hmm. Sucks? Is boring?
Fought against Trump administration's effort to erect sections of the U.S.-Mexico border.
Well, sure,
because
that makes sense.
It's close to the border, and they need the land.
Right.
And the Butterfly Museum said... F you. And so now, I know that this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But QAnon conspiracy theorists.
Oh, here we go.
And supporters of Donald Trump have claimed that the Butterfly Museum is a cover for human trafficking.
What is their obsession with human trafficking? And it is an issue. It is a very important issue. It's not going through the Butterfly Museum.
It is a very important issue. Agree.
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
It's not a pizza place.
Also, pedophiles.
Yeah. I mean,
I think those are the two worst things that you can.
Maybe it's because it's such a hot button. Yeah. So it's like you must eradicate no matter what. So if some idiot, lunatic, crazy person decides to screw with other people and tell them that, you know, it's that butterfly place, that's where they're doing it.
So QAnon said this, and then the butterfly community went,
like, what the hell?
We're closing for a few days. Indefinitely.
It's probably pretty smart.
We're going to open again in about a month.
Right.
And we're probably not going to miss any visitors. I can't imagine anyone goes there.
So it's just temporary until the insanity passes over.
Yes. It says indefinitely.
Yeah.
So maybe that just means until QAnon moves on.
Or butterflies.
To someone else. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You care about the Queen of England?
The Queen of England. Not nearly as much as your pal Bean does.
My former partner Bean loves her.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know why, because to me, it's always been the height of stupidity to say if you're born to somebody, your bloodline can make you superior to other people.
I mean, hasn't history taught us that's not the case?
That's just
over and over and over.
That's insanity.
Yeah, totally. And it was so is Bean. What is that word? There's a word for it. Like you're a fan of... the royal family or whatever. Queenophile or something.
Queenophile?
Queenophile.
Queen enthusiast? I don't know.
Queen enthusiast.
He got a tattoo before he left on his arm of the queen.
Oh, that's right. He did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so weird.
And it just drives me crazy because I just don't understand it. It just makes zero sense.
Yeah.
And everything that she does has to be perfect. Oh, we're better than everyone. She has a bunch of little corgi dogs that aren't trained. They run around and poop. They have their servants clean it up. It's like, come on. Stop it.
Give some money to the poor people out there.
Well, they are about to celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee.
Uh-huh. Okay. I don't know what that means. 75th? Is that right?
It is 70.
Come on.
I want to say 70th.
Oh, damn it.
70th.
That was close.
Over 10,000 mugs, tea sets, and decorative plates.
Oh, I've got a new one from the 70th Jubilee.
From the 70-year reign Jubilee.
She's been sitting on that throne a while.
Right? Time to move on. Also, they're misspelled. Did I mention that?
What?
Yeah, they're misspelled.
What did they misspell?
Jubilee.
Only the most important word.
They they have the queen's picture on it, surrounded by whatever, you know.
Things.
Yeah. Robe. I don't know. It doesn't make any difference.
Hieroglyphics.
They were misprinted.
Oh, man, that's funny.
And they spelled Jubilee Jubbly. J-U-B-B-L-Y.
Nice. I hope someone did it on purpose. That'd be awesome.
Well, they're trying to sell them all off to somebody who they say can then make a mint charging. I would buy.
Oh, yeah, that becomes a collector's
item. I don't know
why.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd rather have something misspelled.
Same.
Yeah, 100%. Wow, what is wrong with us? Stereo.
shirts. If something's off or wrong.
Seriously. Then it's far more interesting.
Yes.
Far more interesting.
Agreed.
Especially if something like that.
I hate the Queen. I would buy something that said Jubbly.
100%. Absolutely.
Is there something wrong with this?
Yes.
Do you think there's other people like that?
Yes. Well, that's why they become collector's items, I suppose.
Oh, because there are people who will only get it.
Yeah.
Because it was misspelled.
Yes. Yeah. I don't want to. Yeah, exactly.
So happy Queen Jubbly. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We've done a topic like this before where we said you have a talent that nobody cares about.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I said I was a really great Parallel Parker?
Yeah,
I expect to get out of my car and have a standing ovation. Zero people care.
So is it always the three-point turn?
Yep.
Just boom, 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 and
yep.
you're in?
Yep. Nice. Does it matter? No. No, it doesn't. Not to anyone. Here's another guy who has a world record. He has a plaque from Guinness that he's the world record.
Wow.
For the fastest clapper.
He gets clapped faster than anybody?
He claps faster.
Oh, I see.
Like,
right, gotcha.
Like that.
Yeah, right. Nice. Okay.
So here he is, a little smug for my taste, introducing himself.
You can call me Toast. Turns out, I am the world's fastest clapper.
All right, take it easy.
Clap on, clap off, buddy. No one cares.
I am the fastest clapper.
How fast can you turn on the light and turn it back off again?
How you like me now, women?
Come and get some.
He just seems like he's over the top. Yeah, all right, let's listen to this more.
I actually set the record for most claps in the minute.
No one cares.
721 times in 1 minute.
All right, hold up. Mm-hmm. 721 times in a minute.
That is pretty insane.
It's impressive for something no one cares about.
Yep.
That's a rate of 12 claps per second for 60 seconds.
Well, he is very hot on himself.
He's very
excited about his ability.
Yes.
So, I'm going to give you a little demo how that all works.
Oh, boy. How exciting.
Mm-hmm.
First part is a warm-up, and then the second part gets into the ultra-fast, extreme, super-fast clapping.
All right.
Can we hear
now him? We're going to watch.
Let's hear him.
Now we're going to... Well, listen.
Okay.
And tell me if it's not a little bit impressive.
Okay, all right, here goes. This is the clapping.
Okay. Warm-up.
Warm-up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's cheating.
How?
I don't know. Huh.
Okay, here we go. That's warm-up.
Okay, that's warm-up.
All right, you know.
He's doing it with two hands facing each other, the palms facing each other.
Like straight up like that.
Yes,
like you're holding
straight up.
Huh. All right. Some band needs to put this in a song.
And then we're going
to
take some calls. You have a impressive skill.
I mean, a really cool skill.
It's useless unless you're in a bar and you want to win a bet or something like that. But you have a skill that you're really impressive. It's really impressive.
At least to you.
And people don't care. Here's him clapping for real.
Okay.
Now we're going to go for feeling pretty good. I think we'll go for 14 claps per second. 14 claps per second.
One.
One more gear.
How? I don't know.
Is there a video on this?
Yeah.
I would post it.
All right.
At Sligo and Doug.
Sligo and Doug?
Yeah, post it on my site, not on yours. Or ours.
And then he slows down, and then he says...
Thank you.
Listen, if you watch it, and you will because I'll post it.
Yeah, no, that's pretty impressive.
It's impressive. It
yeah.
But.
Ox.
But who cares?
Yeah, no one cares. It doesn't really
save
very
much.
Yeah. But parallel parking is no, because everybody has to do it in this city.
Yes, but they're just happy
able to
that
do
you
it
got
fast.
Out of their way. They
sure,
don't
exactly.
care at
yeah.
all.
And clapping super fast.
Right, you're nowhere near.
No, I suck.
That's embarrassing.
I'm horrible.
You're embarrassing.
I'm the worst. But right. you got some amazing
So you
talent.
Have an impressive skill.
Yeah, we want to hear about it.
And not everyone cares.
Nope, most people don't.
But you do.
Yeah.
So call us with your impressive skills. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. We were talking about the world's fastest clapper, which is impressive.
Pretty impressive, I have to say.
And yet, don't care.
Nope, couldn't care any less.
So that's what we're looking for, is you possess some type of skill that should be impressive and should be cared about, but really no one does. You have that, Kayla West?
Skill is not that it's not worthless, it's just everybody hates it. I can find out what annoys people and hammer it mercilessly.
Well, that's not a skill.
It's fun, though, but it's not exactly
that's
a skill.
That's not a skill.
Yeah, but you've annoyed us, so well done. You've annoyed Kevin by not having exactly what he wanted.
Get off the phone.
So that's pretty impressive. That guy was good. Hi, KLOS, what is your unimpressive skill?
I make moonshine.
Oh.
You make moonshine, really?
Now that I do care about.
Is that illegal?
I don't know.
So yeah, yes. Okay, good. what proof is it?
It starts out high proof, and as it runs, it gets lower.
And how many people have you made go blind with it?
None. I burn off all the methanol so nobody goes blind.
And what are the chances that you could send us some?
Very high.
Yes.
Nice. All right. We don't care about anybody else's skills now. We just want to talk
about
this.
Yours.
Yeah, exactly. So don't go away. Hold on. 818-955-KLOS. What is your impressive, not so impressive skill?
We're talking about you have an impressive skill, and no one seems to care about it. You have that?
I can play a ton of instruments.
Which ones? List them off.
I kind of care about that.
I can play bassoon. I can play guitar. I can play bass. I can play banjo. I can play drums. Did I say piano?
No.
I didn't. Piano, right? And I'm working on getting one of those piano guitars because they look cool.
One of those keyboards with the frets?
What is that thing called?
Yeah.
Keytar. It's a keytar.
Yeah.
Okay. And no one cares about that? Are you any good at playing music?
I mean, yeah. Are you actually good at it or you can just kind of strum them?
I am. I've been in a concert band for 5 years.
Is that right? Would we know it?
You wouldn't. It's a school thing. Yeah.
All right.
I'm in high school. I'm a high schooler.
Oh, no worries.
Yeah, but that's pretty cool, actually. When did you first start playing everything under the sun?
What an overachiever for a high schooler.
Yeah, sixth grade.
Wow. You know what I can play? Absolutely nothing. I have zero musical skills.
Absolutely
skill.
Nothing?
Nothing.
I'll give you some pointers.
Thanks.
On everything? Let's start with the bassoon. You have an impressive skill that no one seems to care about. 818-955-KLOS.
Tyler! Turn your radio down. We're getting complaints. Pay attention to your driving. Tyler.
That's solid advice right there.
I got a picture of someone driving around in Los Angeles that I know quite well named Tyler, and they're listening to us for whatever reason. He's thinking, what are you thinking, Tyler? And it has a little picture of a guy playing guitar to prove that we're a rock station.
Really?
I've never seen that on the radio before. Of course, because we're always here.
Yeah,
how would I see that?
That makes sense. We started this hour talking about the world's fastest clapper.
Right.
Who was impressive, and yet we didn't care.
It was really cool, and yet extremely boring.
Yes. So what is your most impressive skill?
I've got a unique gift.
All right, what is it?
I can do a really good goat imitation.
And that doesn't come in helpful very much?
Yeah, when I want to get some guys' attention, I just go...
Wow, that is good.
And guys turn around and then do
yeah,
they...
Yeah, wait, what kind of guys?
They go, what the hell was that?
They're wearing suspenders, aren't they, those guys?
Fresh off the farm. Wait, do it again. Do it a couple of times. Yeah, I like that.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Okay, that's enough.
I officially care about it.
That's officially enough.
Kevin's had his fill of the goat.
It was good.
You are goat. You're the greatest of all time.
All right, take it easy.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. You have an impressive skill?
Well, I don't know if it's impressive or not, but back in my, about 10 years or so ago, I was able to hand crush top to bottom empty cans. About 50 in a minute.
Wow.
I think one is impressive. I've never been able to do that.
Just one? No, he's talking like 50. Like,
oh, yeah, I see.
Yeah, 50 in about a minute, minute and a half tops.
I like that. That must be really loud and win you some bets at a bar.
Yeah, actually, that's where I learned to do it.
Did anyone ever care?
Actually, I got into a contest at the fair once and won 100 bucks out of it.
All right, there you go.
There you go.
$100 at the fair. I like it.
That's awesome. Dude, thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
How you doing, guys?
Good, thank you. You have an impressive skill that no one cares about?
Oh, definitely, except for my kids and grandkids, because I taught them how to do it as well. And what I do is I wiggle my jaw back and forth, and I can even play a tune sounding like a banjo. And then you go... Well, the kids know how to do it, too. It's great.
I'm not exactly sure I would be convinced that was a banjo if you were to tell me that's what you were playing. But...
Also, with kids running around doing it in the house?
Yeah. Can you imagine a bunch of kids?
Well, it really pisses off one of the dads.
Yay!
That's the important part.
My younger grandson goes around and goes...
That's awesome, dude.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. I can wiggle my ears.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Weird.
Yeah, kind of weird.
Super weird.
It always freaks out my friends' kids every time. I'm like, hey, wiggle your ears, you freak. 818-955-KLOS. You have a useless talent.
We are talking about skills that you have that maybe aren't all that impressive to other people. KLOS, hello.
An impressive talent nobody cares about.
Yes.
I can make this weird popping noise with my tongue that only... that freaks people out in a very quiet room, and I'm not even sure it's going to work over the phone.
No, I'll turn the volume way up and go for it.
Outstanding. You probably didn't even hear that.
No, it did. It sounded like a frog.
Yeah, it did. It sounded like a frog or a goat or something.
Or a fart.
Okay.
was it a fart?
No.
Sir, were you just farting on a telephone? Be honest with us.
Did you put the phone down by your beehole?
But it really freaks people out in a very quiet room, and I've only met two people in my entire life who can do it.
So do you, you're just like kind of screwing with people, making weird noises, and they're trying to figure out what it is and where it's coming from?
Yes. And then when they see me do it, they try and imitate it, and nobody can do it.
Do it again.
The hell? Of course no one can do it. They're not a frog.
Or possessed.
That's my talent.
Thank
Yay,
you for calling.
Well done. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, why isn't Wham in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah, well, George Michael is not shown up yet. And
never nominated.
I'm thinking about maybe taking to the streets, protesting, burning
things. You were
things.
Really, really upset about that Wham thing.
I was, yeah.
It's a good idea. It's a good idea. Taylor Swift, greatest song ever.
Yeah, we'll play it real soon.
I celebrate his entire catalog.
Sure.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
I can do the same thing that Sluggo does. I can move or wiggle my ears.
Now, I found it when I was, like, in sixth grade. One night I decided, oh, if people can do it, then there's muscles that control it. I'm going to find them. And I spent, like, a night trying
really?
To find the muscles in my head. How did you figure it out that you could do it?
Yeah, I think I was somewhere in elementary school, and there was, like, this commercial about some kid like wiggling his ears, but he was like flapping them like really fast. I was like, wait, that can't be real, but let me try. But like they move, but they don't move that fast. Like I can't like take off or anything like that.
Right. Mine's
well,
pretty
I don't
fast.
Think anybody thought you could fly.
That's a damn shame. You keep working until you can.
Call us back when right? you can fly.
Okay.
Thank you. We're talking about your most impressive skill that people don't care about.
Yeah, I actually am. I'm filming Facebook Pine in Seattle, Washington. I'm in love with a little jazz star. I'm working on really, really good. It's a big time asshole, but I'm a nice person to you. So you want to give her a call from them? Emailed her mom like a million times, and they're playing games with me. I was wrong right in Seattle.
Wow. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. So he has the ability of saying a bunch of stuff that no one can begin to
understand a word of that.
That's talent.
Wow.
Yeah. I find that handy when you're in a drive thru like trying to order a burger.
That's very unique. That's an accurate recap of last hour.
Yes.
On
very 95
good. KLOS.
Very good, everybody. Well done.
Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Simon Cowell is lucky to be alive.
Again.
Yes.
He likes to get hurt a lot.
He was pedaling along with his electric motor on his little electric bike.
Right.
And those for those of you that don't know, it's not like a scooter. It's an actual bike that
yes.
you can pedal.
Yeah, that you build up basically some gas,
but
energy.
It also has an electric motor on it,
right.
And you can kick into the electric motors.
Right. So, and it's a fairly, you know, if you know how to ride a bike, you're fine. You're good to go. It's not that hard.
No.
It's not like something weird like a Segway that
Although
George Bush
been,
fell off
he's
of.
He's been driving it for riding it for a while.
So,
In August yeah. of 2020, mm-hmm. he got in an accident on his iBike that broke his back.
Oh, God, man, that is rough.
This
wow.
time, he was pedaling along with his electric motor on when the wheels suddenly just slipped out from underneath him on ice.
What's he riding on ice for?
Without a helmet.
Oh, dude.
He slipped and went flying over the handlebars into the middle of the road.
So hit me, I'm Simon.
So three, I dare you. So three people that saw it happen
right.
went out and stopped traffic from, you know.
Wow, running him
running
down.
Over him, running over him, yeah.
Oh, it's Simon again. He's out in the middle of the road again.
The source added the blood was gushing from his face, likened him to something from Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, anytime you cut your face, man, but especially if it
bleeds a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
After being taken by an ambulance to a hospital, he was x-rayed and eventually released with rest orders. He says that he's not going to change what he does.
He's going to go back out riding.
He's going to keep riding the e-bikes 2 times in 2 years.
On ice with no helmet.
2.5 years.
I want to die.
Yeah, no helmet.
I hate myself.
He does say he will start wearing a helmet.
Wow. Oh.
But, I mean, will he?
He's so precious. He wants to keep his head safe.
Well, I mean, I think he does.
No, of course. But I mean, screw him.
He does have one kid.
Yeah.
So that is worth caring
about. Dad.
But other than that.
Can you imagine? That's your dad.
No.
Can you imagine Kevin Ryder's your dad? Oh, wait, sorry. Dare you.
Dare you. All right, so we need...
Slipped out.
We need phone calls at 818-955-KLOS. You hurt yourself in the same way more than once.
Oh, yeah.
More than one right. time you hurt you yourself doing something.
Hmm, I know I have. I wish I had thought of this a bit more.
Thought of the medication that I'm allergic to.
Oh, okay.
And my face swelled up and my throat closed, and I made it to the emergency room, and they figured out a way to help me out.
Deal with it.
And then I forgot the name of the medication.
Oh, so next time they gave it to you a little way down the line?
I was in Phoenix visiting family.
Yeah.
And I took it, and immediately I felt the exact same thing.
Wow,
face starting to swell, throat starting to close.
Fairly important thing to remember.
Yes.
Maybe you should get a tattoo somewhere.
I now remember it well.
I bet.
Only after the second
two
time.
Times,
and
right.
that's the time they took me to the urgent care, and they gave me the the EpiPen
or whatever
that is.
Yeah.
And then I had to go to the emergency room, blah, blah, blah. So it was twice. It was the exact same thing twice.
All right.
And that really, that's on me.
Yeah, I guess so.
Only 100%.
Right. Damn, I wish I could defend you to you.
There's
but I
no
can't.
Way to defend me. Like, the fact that I didn't write it down is foolish.
It's fairly important.
And it ruined an entire night. I was sitting in the hospital.
Nothing's worse.
Emergency room. And I was listening to music just to try and get my head off of it.
Right.
And I ended up calling 911 on the iPhone. If you've ever tried to turn off the iPhone... The screen is both at the top, it says turn off, and in the middle, it says call 911.
Oh, really?
Somehow I called 911. And so the nurse showed up and said, why are you calling 911? You're in the emergency room.
What else did you take?
And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like,
Get
it was
out.
Her fault. So you got hurt the same way twice.
Yeah.
More than once. Let's
yeah,
say
more than once. Yeah.
Because I assume we'll get 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
So 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS. Simon Cowell got in an e-bike accident again.
Yeah.
An electronic bike.
Yeah.
Which he did in 2020, and he broke his back.
And I wonder if they gave him any pain stuff, medication, that ended up reacting poorly with him, and he should never take again, and he didn't remember what that pain medication or whatever
I don't know what
was.
You're talking about. You're talking about me? Listen, I took a medication that I was allergic to. And then I forgot the name of it and took it again. So,
well, you know,
that happened. So the question is, you hurt yourself in the same way more than once.
Hey, I just wanted to say, Kevin, dude, don't you have a memory? You almost die and you can't remember what it was?
Are you giving my good friend Kevin crap?
No, he's 1,000% right. I almost died. And yes, I don't have a memory. And then I forgot and took the exact same medication.
Which almost killed you twice.
There's no defense of that.
Okay.
I am an idiot. Thank you for confirming. KLOS, hello.
I wanted to, that broke my left arm twice.
Doing the same thing?
Yeah.
What was it?
Yeah, pretty much on my skateboard.
Oh, on skateboard.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
That makes sense because it's a skateboarding injury and you love skateboarding.
Yeah.
But like Simon Cowell's riding an e-bike, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was like 12, 13, and I was learning how to not push Mongo. And I was just pushing in the street, and I fell in the street, busted my left arm. And then after I got, I don't know how long I had the cast on for, 2 weeks after, I was just standing in my friend's driveway on my skateboard and fell on my ass.
Wait, you were just standing
there.
You were only standing on it.
I was only standing on it, yeah.
That's fantastic. That's
your dad must have been thrilled.
That's fantastic.
Oh, great, son. Well done. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Sluggo,
yo.
Good one for you. Did the same thing twice. Went down a hill on a skateboard with clay wheels. Now, get it. This is before they had urethane wheels.
Right.
They came out with urethane. So I was coming down it, and, of course, I hit a rock, fell off of it. And I had to get past the bottom. You know what I mean? I had to conquer it. So I went back up on the hill.
No, you don't have to conquer it. No.
Same hill. Yeah,
same hill.
You're going to take that hill.
That same hill, and I hit it again, and I fell and rolled and fell into a ditch, and that's all she wrote.
Well done, man.
Right on. Thanks for calling. You hurt yourself in the same way at least twice. 818-955-KALO.
You're talking about Simon Cowell, who got hurt again on an electric bike for the second time. In 2020, he hurt his back. Broke his back.
Broke it.
Now he's been in another accident where he actually had to go to the hospital. He broke his arm. He had a concussion. He was bleeding from the head. Seems like maybe he should learn. So the topic is, you hurt yourself in the same way more than once.
Hello, this Mark?
No, it's Kevin and Sluggo.
Oh, Kevin and Sluggo, this is Mark on this end. You're wondering about how many times we can hurt ourselves.
Yes, you hurt yourself.
Apparently you've done it quite often, Mark.
In the same way
you
more
remember
than
your own name.
In the same way more than once.
Basically, I ride bicycle, and I've fractured 10 ribs three different occasions.
Three different occasions?
And a couple other times, I've busted my clavicle twice, so...
You're not very good at riding a bike. Have you thought of giving it up?
Oh, hell no.
That's my
hell
man. No. Right, that's,
well done, you.
That's the right decision.
Keep out there. 818-955-KLOS. You've hurt yourself more than once. Local artiste Dorothy is who that is. Rest
that.
In peace. Good stuff, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, I got to get her in here one of these days. Hang out with us for hours and hours and hours and play music and annoy
and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about you got injured more than once in the same way.
I am a, you know, health junkie. I love avocados. And I'm over here just, you know, cutting an avocado and, you know, just trying to get the pit out, you know,
right.
Where you stab a knife.
Yeah.
Well, the first time I did it, I didn't do that right, and it went in and went in my finger.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah, so I go to the hospital because I have a knife impaled through an avocado pit, through my finger, and just I could not get it out. And I'm bleeding everywhere, so I go to the hospital, and the hospital takes me in immediately and goes, oh, you have a knife stuck in your finger. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Thanks for the heads up.
So they go, remove the knife, give me stitches.
How many stitches?
5 or 6. But then the next time,
mm-hmm.
I do it again. I go to do it, and the same freaking thing happens with the same
wow.
knife.
This is, well, you should have called yesterday on Groundhog Day. Or is that today? I don't even know when it is. Yesterday, yeah.
It's today. It's the second. Yeah.
So you had to go back to the hospital? Did you have any of the same nurses?
Yes. The same exact issues, but more stitches because I stabbed myself even harder and I needed more stitches.
Wow. But this is, well, you should have called yesterday on Groundhog Day. Or is that today? I don't even know when it is. Yesterday, yeah. Screw avocados. Screw
what?
Avocados.
I don't think that's what we're saying. I think you just need somebody else to take the pit out.
There you go.
I would just give up avocados.
There you go. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's the right attitude.
Although your health nut. Okay. All right.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello. You hurt yourself in the same way more than once?
Yes, I have. Left Snow Summit in Bear Mountain 3 times in an ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
Because of concussion snowboarding.
And then you went back to snowboard again and another concussion?
I actually did do that, yeah.
And wow. Then a third time.
Yeah, when's with time number 3?
Then you did a third time.
Oh, I mean, those are years apart, but yeah, all very bad.
I mean, I kind of feel like that's the type of thing that if you're totally into snowboarding, it makes sense that you get hurt more than once doing that.
Right.
This was just Simon Cowell getting from point A to point B.
Right.
This is not like doing something like he loves, like snowboarding or whatever.
Well, maybe he loves like sliding around on the ice and flying into traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. No more concussions, buddy. No more concussions for you.
3 is enough.
818-955-KLOS. How many times have you hurt yourself in the same way? Are all these your guitars? Oh, sorry. I was thinking of the album, the next bit. Sorry. Never mind. Moving on.
You're an odd human.
You want to take a bath?
We were talking about you hurt yourself in the same way more than once. You did that?
Oh, yeah. The last guy that called, probably a mountain biker also. Yeah, what you do? You crash really hard, and then you ride safe for a while, and you forget that you crashed, and then
sure.
You crash again.
Very true.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I landed on my head a lot. But hey, as far as Tommy Cal goes, that's karma for him, man. He stole his friend wife.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No.
I do know that his life's been riddled in all kinds of controversy.
Yeah, so he deserves what he gets.
All right.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello. You hurt yourself in the same way more than once?
I could have put an eye out.
Okay, but
you're
going to
put an eye out.
I was like 11 or 12 years old, and I had a rifle BB gun. So I was just outside in front of my house, and I pointed it straight down at the ground and shot it. And the BB came back and hit me right between the eyes.
Awesome.
So later that day, it didn't, you know, like I said, it didn't break the skin or anything, but if it would have hit my eye,
yeah,
I would have put my eye out.
Definitely.
So later on, the same day, I go up, there was this abandoned Nike base at the top of my street where I lived. And so we, as kids, would always play up in there, you know, war and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And so I was up there, and I pointed the BB gun rifle at the door jamb above me, and I shot it, and the BB came back and hit me right in the forehead.
Wow.
Right between my eyes.
You're so lucky
It
didn't hit either eye either time.
Yeah.
Right.
The universe is saying, keep your stereo vision, man. Don't blow that eye out. Wow.
Yep.
Damn.
Yep.
Well, that's a lesson learned.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, go do it again. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello?
Hi there. You hurt yourself in the same way more than once?
More than once. Yes, I did.
What
I
happened?
Riding my horse, and she fell. I don't remember why, but I broke my ankle. 1 year and 1 day later, I broke the other ankle on a sprint horse.
Wow, that's weird. Gotcha. So now do you avoid getting on a horse on the 1 year, 2 day anniversary and 3 day from now on?
Heck yes. I would be the fool to do that.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. You hurt yourself in the same way more than once.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, my buddy thought a can of pepper spray was a lighter, and he spread it in my room. I took it from him. Well, about 10 minutes later, in the living room, and I'm relaxing, and I had an itch down in the nether region.
Mm-hmm.
4 or 5 days later, my mom, I was like 16 at the time, my mom asked me to, you know, what the heck the pepper spray was, so I went and sprayed it in my hand when I moved it, and about 10 minutes later again.
I mean, that might be tied with me as being really dumb.
Oh, it's only pepper spray. It's
although
not
it's
horrible.
Only pepper spray.
Yeah, ow.
But I've never had it on my junk.
Never want to.
I don't want to. Okay, good.
Oh, I thought it was time to try.
That's an important safety warning. Thank you.
Thanks for calling me.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
I learned that I'm ready to go home. Woohoo!
First.
Oh, yes.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced their possible inductees today. And if Rage Against the Machine does not get in, I'm going to burn the mother down.
I help you.
That seems cool, right?
Yeah, please.
We were all saddened to learn that the National Butterfly Museum has closed temporarily.
No, that's too bad.
Because the QAnon psychos claim they were using it as a front for pedophilia.
That's just hilarious.
You know how you know how those butterfly museums work.
Nasty.
And we played highlights of the world's fastest clapper, which was somehow both fascinating and super dull at the same time. Here are some of the other talents that our listeners have.
Very proud of you. Very proud indeed. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
So is this a podcast, or what are you guys doing right now?
No, it's a radio. It's a radio station.
And the FBI allows you to be on the air together?
So far.
I haven't heard from Robert Stack. So.
Has anyone said first time caller, first time listener?
No, they have not.
All right. Well, there you go.
They have not.
Well, I'm so happy that you're both back on. And I want to share a story. I mean,
excellent.
The first week I was on the air at K-Rock, I was terrified. I was, you know, I'd been fired at a whole bunch of radio stations, most recently a radio station in Tucson, Arizona. And when I interviewed with Kevin and Bean, they didn't really seem that excited about the fact that I was there.
Good we job,
didn't,
guys.
First of all, we didn't know he was there.
They didn't know I was there.
Right.
I showed up for work, and they said the words, and this is not a joke, they hired you?
The Beatles began their first ever British tour on this day in rock in 1963. Jethro Tull decided to call themselves Jethro Tull, which is the name of the inventor of the seed drill on this day in rock in 1968.